This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Aero Friedrichshafen 2012. We're speaking to Greg Bowles, who's with General Aviation Manufacturers Association. Greg, you just gave us a presentation on some interesting developments in the revisions of Part 23 that will impact Europe, in fact, the world at large, in an attempt to simplify and streamline certification to take some of the cost out of developing airplanes. Give us some details on that. The numbers there were quite interesting.
Yeah, so thanks very much, Paul. We're at a very interesting point in time. We're at a point where most folks recognize that general aviation is in decline. The number of airplanes we sell are not nearly what they used to be. And even private pilots are in decline, numbers of private pilots. And so that's not the trends we like to see. And around the world, the authorities have kind of recognized this environment. And we're all working together to do some things in the manufacturing side that can restart what needs to get going. By looking at the certification hurdles that have been put in place, they're very, very appropriate for certain kinds of products, but they're inappropriate for some lighter products. And so the regulators have said, yes, we should have regulations that are right size for right kinds of airplanes. And what that means to us on the entry level is we can start seeing some very neat new technologies coming into play at prices that we want to pay for those technologies and price points where manufacturers can actually make those investments, whereas today they simply know that the cert hurdles are so large they can't go forward in that direction. And we want to remove those hurdles because these things are safety and their utility for customers.
Explain why we're at a particularly advantageous point in time to do that.
So in the United States and in Europe, there's a general sentiment that regulatory barriers need to be evaluated and possibly removed. We've got economic challenges around the world, and those things have been driving interest by everybody to say what's correct and what's not correct. We can probably get more safety for lower cost if we take a look and redo things instead of living with the patchwork we've developed over the last 50 years.
And you had some interesting numbers up there in terms of the percentage unit cost of certification costs for some new airplanes. In fact, all new certified airplanes have those kinds of proportions. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so what's interesting about the cost of especially light airplanes is the $50 million to $100 million that's invested up front for certification has to be divested over the first 5 years of production. If you want to get investors to give you money to go into production, you've got to make the money back. People don't give you money for nothing. And so by breaking that $50 million over the first 5 years of production units, it becomes a huge weight in the cost of the airplane. So upwards of $150,000 in the U.S. or 100,000 euros can be just based on the certification cost. And if we can pull that cost down significantly, we can have a huge effect on two things. Obviously, the immediate effect is the cost of the airplane goes down by that much, but because we then attract more customers, it goes down in a much more dramatic effect.
And let's put some numbers on that. Your slides had some of the potential cost reduction being 50% or more.
Yeah, that's right. The goal of the ARC is actually to cut certification cost and time in half and to double real-world safety. And so by cutting certification time in half, you'd say, well, that's some percentage of the overall cost of the airplane. And it is. It's about a quarter of the cost of the airplane when you really look at the production and the certification cost together maybe become 40% of the airplane, 30 to 40% of a small, light airplane. But what's dramatic about that is you can actually have a cut, almost cut the cost in half, if not more, of the overall price when you look at the scale that creates, because we can bring in new consumers, we now have more airplanes to divest that cost over, and so it gets a little technical, but it's really exciting to watch these numbers happen. And it's ironic that we can look now and see what we've done to ourselves with over-regulating.
Where's the resistance to this likely to come from, if there is any?
So I think the difficulty here is from the authorities around the world, we have very good support. The difficulties, I think, are actually in the technical challenge of getting this on the street as fast as possible. So as you kind of indicated, we need to strike while the iron's hot. There's a certainly recognition this is an issue, but if we drag our feet for 5 or 6 years getting this done, people will lose interest. So we need to get this product into the hands of folks as quickly as possible. We're working really, really hard on an aviation rulemaking committee here with global participation to try to get this done in the next year. That recommendation would go into the authorities, and then we'd press them as fast as possible to get this, the rules on the street, so we can start seeing the benefit.
So if that's successful, that could be probably revolutionary is not too strong a word for it if it works.
So what's interesting is I would say it's a revolutionary package and an evolutionary model. So we're not looking at dramatically changing what you do for certification, but what we are looking at doing is moving the way you do it into a much smarter package so that people can very easily get products to market in a similar way they do today, but without the regulatory hurdles.
Well, thanks very much for the briefing, Greg.
Yeah, thank you very much, Paul.
This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Aero 2012 in Friedrichshafen, Germany. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.